The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended.
It's showtime.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
How's everybody's father feeling today?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Circle of Eight Podcast, episode 166. I'll be joined right now momentarily by the director in a few minutes. Welcome, everybody. The host of TV is when I've been see, of course, here. But yes, man, well, happy Saturday. Happy No Mercy Day today. I know it's going to be a hell of a packed show today. And I'm excited for it, too. I'm excited for No Mercy. So I'm really kind of stoked to see how is that going to go down. It is showtime. That's right. The banger of podcasting. Yes. Oh, that's why I love this man. I got to pay for him.
Banger after banger. After banger, after banger, after banger, after banger, after banger.
That's right. He is the banger. The banger podcasting, the TK, which I will be joining later on. The Fanatics Network, check them out because they will be having the live watch along for No Mercy for NXT later today. I will be there alongside with my other compadres. Oh, we live, baby. Yes, we live. Kofi Weston, we live. Yes, absolutely. Shout out to the Dirty Heels Podcast. That's right. Shout out to Kofi Weston. He does fantastic work on Twitch as well. Make sure you subscribe and follow him because he does a lot of great gaming stuff as well. Like I said, I'm just waiting for the director momentarily. And that is right. I can't wait either, Papi. I cannot wait to join as well. That watch along, I'm excited for. You know, NXT, you know, No Mercy, I'm excited. So I'm waiting for the director, but you know, since I'm waiting for let's talk about NXT No Mercy. You know, I heard Shawn Michaels. You know, I heard what he had to say about No Mercy, and hearing the conference call, and I was really excited. I'm excited for it. The match card, of course, which I'm going to pull up momentarily here. Bear with me, because yeah, I was unprepared. I thought the director was going to join by now because I had everything ready. But he looks like he is not ready himself. So I have to get ready myself here. But I am really excited for the match card, of course. I am really excited for seeing the triple threat match for the NXT North American Championship. Of course, we have Dragon Lee and, of course, Trick Williams and Dominic Mysterio. So I'm excited to see how that's going to turn out to be. And, you know, that's going to be an excitement to see. And hopefully we get a good matchup. Of course, you know, we are going to have, of course, the Heritage Cup on the line as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. It's a lot of things that I'm excited for coming up for NXT No Mercy here, which, like I said, I got to pull up the card because I was not ready for this, but unfortunately, I apologize, gentlemen. Yes, okay, and also Blair Davenport. She's going to be facing, of course, Kalani Jordan, so I'm excited to see that. You know, Blair Davenport, I've noticed that of late that she's been used, but I feel that she hasn't been used properly, correctly, that I expected from her. People that are not really familiar with Blair Davenport, of course, if you go back, seeing the NXT, you know, seeing the New Japan, they startup days. If you could even see her, she was briefly in AEW, but I just hope that, you know, they book her very well and start booking her extremely well. So that's what I'm looking forward of that. Man, a lot of things. And of course, you know, Norm Dar versus Butch in the finals. I'm excited to see how's that going to turn out to be. And I hope Butch going to have, of course, alongside him, he's going to have Tyler Bate on his side. So this is very new to see that they're going to have each other back on that for sure. So that's something that I am looking forward to seeing of how that's going to turn out to be. Another matchup that I'm really interested on this, of course, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin. Of course, we already saw with the happening of what happened with Baron Corbin. I like Blair tonight in a big way, showcase a matchup with Roxanne was showing. Oh, yes, absolutely. I totally agree, Papi. I agree, Tim. And that's one thing that I just wish that, you know, Michaels could book her very more properly well. Maybe she could be the next challenger for, you know, Becky Lynch. Because I feel like Becky Lynch is going to beat Tiffany Stratton. I'm sorry, Tiffany Stratton. I know that, you know, you should win. But unfortunately, I feel like that she might retain. So, I mean, that's for sure. Then, oh shoot, I didn't even know that. British Strong Style together. Yes. Oh my God, yes! I wouldn't mind to have Tyler Bateman to join the Brutes. That will be awesome. That would be four members them against the Judgment Day. Why the hell not? Count me in. I would love that because it makes sense. Because absolutely, Tim, I'm with you. Because you know they have JD McDonald's, not McDonald, but McDonald's. You're gonna have them joining with you know Judgment Day. Might as well have Tyler Bateman join the Brutes, and there you go, have a feud. That will be a year of War Games for Survivor Series right there. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. Or even at Fastlane, if they have that. Why the hell not? That would be very epic to see. So I'm excited if that really happens. Like I said, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin, I know we saw what happened in NXT. When they beat the hell out of each other all over the world in the Rocker Room meeting. You know, and, of course, they broke into Shawn Michaels as well. And like, what's going on? And... am I excited for the match? Yes, I am excited, but I don't know what is the booking for Bron Breakker. I noticing myself that the booking itself for Bron Breakker is not has been the best in my opinion. I know the people are going to be like, "What? Why do you say that, pal?" It just I don't know what they're doing with him. I have no idea what are they doing with him at all. You know, and so that's going to be question. You know, I'm questioning to see how that's going to turn out to be. And like I said, just for me, I don't know. I don't see Breakker even be ready for the main roster. I don't know if this is even a help for him to be in the main roster with this. Like I said, I hate to disrespect Baron Corbin, but, you know, it is what it is with Baron Corbin. Here he is. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Papi Chulo is here. There you go. Papi Chulo is here, ladies and gentlemen. He was having a nice... yes. But yes, the director... That's right. Papi Chulo, what is going on, Papi Chulo? And you're on mute. He's going to check, of course. He's checking his status. Yeah, you'll be back. I know. All right. You'll be right back. Yeah, okay. I can't hear you. No. You might want to check your settings. Oh, there he goes. All right. Well, while he's actually getting in, checking his technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll go ahead and continue with No Mercy. So, yes, as you can see, No Mercy is right there. Right? As you can see. Doesn't match the cards, of course. And I just hope that they do very well this event. They're having it here in Bakersfield, California. Let's just hope to see how they do. I think Dominic, the way he's getting booked in NXT, I'm actually impressed. I'm really happy that they're booking him very, very well on this one. All right, let's try one more time. He is here now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Yeah. All right, there you go.
In the login screen, it changes it from my built-in mic to my guitar mic. I don't know why. I've never done it.
I think since you're now, I mean, you're an admin on StreamYard, so you're able to change it anytime.
Yeah, I saw that. So I just had to figure out where to do that.
See, we got to figure out. And we got to figure out this man, too, man, because this.
How's everybody's father feeling today?
Not alive like mine.
No, mine's same here.
Mine's totally dead. Here.
Oh, I hope Breakker wins tonight. Dragon Lee is a special ref. It's interesting. Yes, that's very true. I think Lee teams with Ray versus Santos at Fastlane versus Bobby Profits. Yeah, I agree, Tim. I'm hoping we get to see that. You never know. You'd never know. But yes, let's talk about it before we get into Dynamite. The one thing that even today was reported that this man was a picture with Darby Allin. So it looks like it is official, maybe he's coming to AEW. Because even in WWE, they removed him out of the, you know, the roster, you know, when they put you on the international roster, whatever the hell it's called, you know, where they put you, the miscellaneous, no longer active. And they removed him from the SmackDown intro that happened last night. I was like, what? Okay, they removed
him. They completely wiped him, yeah.
They wiped him out. So now... It looks like it might be official. Maybe Edge, we might see him tomorrow at WrestleDream. Maybe. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Director? Have Edge going to AEW, and would you prefer Edge to be in AEW? How, if so, how would you book him? What would you do with Edge?
Take it away. So, Edge has spoken that he knew his contract was up, but he didn't necessarily say he didn't want to renew it. He is open to the option of renewing it and staying with WWE, which I would have liked. I would have preferred that. I was there in watching Raw, the teasers in the audience, 1998, the Attitude Era, all through the Brood, all through the ENC, all through the Totally Reeks of Awesomeness, all through the retirement, all through the comeback. And I just want a story where someone ends their career in a company they started. And that's not happening for a lot of people in these day and ages. We're not seeing it for Paige. We're not seeing it for Daniel Bryan. We're not seeing it for Christian. John Moxley, it's not happening for a lot of these legends of not only WWE, but future legends of AEW. Mm-hmm. This is one I would have liked to have seen. So I was still under the idea that just because his contract is up tomorrow doesn't mean he still doesn't have the option to renew it. He still can renew it tomorrow. But now that you're telling me that he's been spotted in Florida or wherever with Darby and hanging out backstage, I mean, Ricky Starks was backstage at WrestleMania and he still is in AEW. So we'll see what happens. I prefer him to stay in WWE, but I want him to go where he's happy and where he gets paid. As far as storylines goes, I don't want to see him show up and like try to like do some thing with Christian where he's like, dude, we're friends. Why are you such a dick? Like, that's the only angle I can see. But I think he's above that. I think he's above a mid-card title. I think that he should probably go straight up to the top and go after. I mean, what's a dream match we've never seen? We've never seen him and Daniel Bryan. That's for sure. I can't remember him ever against Moxley. That would be cool. Him and Kenny Omega would be an instant classic.
Oh, yeah.
We know that we have Zack Sabre Jr. is now kind of more on AEW TV, which would be cool. Yeah. So it's like with Daniel Bryan, man. There's endless possibilities of these cool matches that we may not have seen. Or if we did see them, they weren't worth remembering like they would be if we had them today. So I love Edge. Can't wait to see what he does next. And, it's going to be – it's going to be good no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And CTK said, what's up, Papi Chudo, right there. You see him? He even tells you hi. See. All right. Tim says, let's see, the Darby and Christian main event solidifies Edge is coming to tomorrow. Netty, baby. Yeah, it could happen. Kobe Winston said, of course, I would love to see Edge to go to AEW for Cage to end his career. I really love what Cage is doing. Another thing we could see, probably, maybe we could see the reunion of Edge and Christian. Maybe we could see the reunion of the tag team. I mean, we see, because we didn't get it. I mean, when was the last time they were together in the same ring? Was the Royal Rumble? That was the last time when
Edge. It's been a minute, yeah, because they kind of were not.
Yeah.
You know, Edge retired, and I think that's when Christian maybe have had like his big singles run. They might have been like two ships crossing in the night as far as that goes.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the case. We could probably see Edge and Christian versus the Young Bucks. We haven't seen that. There's a lot of things that Edge could do. Even as a producer, he could be, or even as a trainer, he could do a lot of things for the upcoming guys. But it's just like, for me, Tony Khan, focus on your talent that you have. No disrespect, Edge. I mean, I'm not saying that not to go to AEW, but I'm telling Tony Khan, like, man, you need to focus on your talent. Build your product. That's what you need to do, Tony Khan. You need to do that. You need to stop signing these guys like, oh my God, I need to get this guy and this guy. I want this guy too. I want everybody. No, we don't need that. We don't need you to be the Oprah Winfrey of professional wrestling, Tony Khan. We don't tired of that.
That's fucking bullshit.
Bullshit, Tony Khan, because you already know it. Damn it. I'm tired of this shit. But yes, all right. Time to get into it, people. Let's get into it. You already know. Let's fucking go. You know what time it is. It is that
It's time! It's beta time!
Dynamite! All right, ladies and gentlemen, right here, because you see right above me is right there. But if you know the card changed in the last minute, I'm like, what the fuck just happened with all these changes? Like, that's what shocked me. But
yeah, a lot of these guys you're showing aren't even on the Dynamite.
They're not. I was even looking for the upgrade one, and there's no upgrade. It's a freaking card. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Tony Khan, what the hell are you doing here, man? So, but a lot of things we could focus here on Dynamite. Of course, especially was the man in the middle and the lady above. But I just want to give a shout-out to Jeff Jarrett versus him and Rey Fénix, because, man, all I can tell you is I didn't expect Rey Fénix to fly off and land on, you know, Sanjay Dutt and Jeff Jarrett, but fucking Sanjay took a fucking, I don't know if you saw that shit, but
yeah, that dude's a brick wall. That guy's a steel wall.
Oh my God. But man, I don't know, man. Oh, what's going on, Brian? Oh, it's debate time. Yes, it is. It's debate time, Brian. What do you say about Jeff Jarrett and Rey Fénix? What were your thoughts on that?
I know that this wasn't the planned match, but I mean, as far as like last week goes, I like this match. I like that Jarrett's getting in the ring. Jarrett is showing that he's as spry as anybody his age or twice. And this is Rey Fénix against all of the whatever fuck the name is, the Mobile Kingdom.
What the fuck is their name?
They had a name. I feel like they had a name. Leave us a comment. Leave us what the name of the Jeff Jarrett thing is. In this, I don't like the Ray like put his hands on Karen Angle, Jarrett. I didn't like that part of it, but I do like that she's a factor. I do like this was like Ray versus four people. And I don't know what happened to Jay Lethal, but also the other guy, the other Jay.
Jay Briscoe. Oh, Jay Briscoe. Well, he's hurt because he's injured, so he's out for.
A week. I didn't know that. It's cool. It's fine. I like the match. Good to see Jarrett in there, hanging in there with someone like Rey Fénix. Good defense, and I'm glad it was over. Glad it was, you know. Double points. That's it. Regardless of Jeff Jarrett, he's always been a hell of a wrestler. Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Definitely. I mean, I don't care about Jeff Jarrett's politics. I don't know why so many people hate him from a behind-the-scenes standpoint.
I
don't know if he was like the Vince Russo of Impact. I don't know if he was like the Hulk Hogan of Impact, if he was like self-booking and shit like that. I don't know what he was going on. I don't know what all this hate is from. But as far as in-ring goes, yeah, he's – I don't want to say putting on the best work of his career, but he's definitely not letting us down.
No, he hasn't. I think it's been entertainment to see him on the ring. And then also, it's surprising to see Karen Jarrett more now often accompanying him. So that's where it surprised me. I'm like, okay, don't see Karen Jarrett here. No, that's fine. But I enjoyed it. I think it was a good match. It was hilarious because I think there was a bump that I think it looked like it was, it was a botch. It looked like it was like, I'm trying to remember what part of a, I don't know, was it a DDT mode? I forgot where. I think it was a DDT, but I think Ray took something there. But other than that, I think it was a good match. I really enjoyed it. But I think right here, this is pretty much the go-home way to head to Wrestle Dream. So it wasn't really like, oh my God. It was excitement there too much. Just only the promos. Like the next one we had was the Don Callis one with, you know, Konosuke Takeshita. Them going to Japan and looking for Kota. They found Kota. They whooped his ass and see Sammy Guevara, why he joined, you know, the Don Callis family. And I don't know, are you really excited? Are you excited for this family? And are you excited for Sammy being in this family,
Don Callis? It's not exciting yet. I don't want another faction, but I guess we're putting together another heel stable, which how many heel stables are we going to have? I mean, almost all of them, except for Best Friends.
Yes.
Are heel stables. All of them. I can't think of one that's not heel besides Best Friends, which is just like two and a half guys and then whoever's around. So yeah, I don't know. Is it just going to be Takeshita and Sammy Guevara? Who else are they going to add? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, they have Ospreay. I don't know Ospreay. If that's the
kind of, he's also in Aussie Open. So that's like another one. Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to do anything that's going to like make me go like, oh shit, they're doing something new.
Yeah.
Like they already beat Kenny Omega. Like Takeshita has a dirty win and a clean win over Kenny Omega, which is insane. I don't know anybody that has two wins over him that I can think of. So yeah. What's next? Like just now Ibushi? Like, okay. So they beat him. Now what? Then what?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. What's next after that? What, a title? I mean, that's where I want to know.
Really? Like the prime title for Sammy Guevara or whatever that shit's called. I don't even know who has that. Will the pure title.
Oh, the pure title. Shibata has it. He has it right
now. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought Danny Garcia or Wheeler Yuta had it still.
Wheeler Yuta lost it to Shibata. So cool. The last.
Yeah, they're not very good at telling me that story.
No, because we don't even know what's going to happen with Ring of Honor, but we'll get into that for sure. But another one that I just, for me, was, where was the promo for, well, actually, not even the promo. Let's talk about the match. There was another triple threat match, which was
Nick Jackson, Claudio Castagnoli, and
I am lost on that.
And that was the number one contender for the international title, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
See.
Cool.
See.
I was only Matt Jackson's second singles match ever in AEW, I think. If that was Matt or Nick, whichever, I can't tell them apart.
I can't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to tell them apart. I'm like,
there's no way I can tell them apart. I know that one of them has like a bigger beard and one of them is a little taller, but it's not by much. You know, they might as well be twins, even though one is like a year older.
But talk about it. What are you talking about the match?
I mean, good match. Wild scenario where for some reason, you know, a young buck is in a singles match against two guys who are former champions in their own rights in the singles departments. And he picked up the win, which is wild. So we're going to get Matt or Nick Jackson versus Rey Fénix. And that's going to be a five-star TV match for sure. I cannot wait for that match. And that is next week on Dynamite?
See. Or
is that tomorrow?
No, next week Dynamite. Tomorrow? Okay. Next week Dynamite.
Could have been tomorrow. It would have been cool to be tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is Wrestle Dream.
Right. Which has AEW wrestlers on it.
Yeah, but they're in the card already. They already have matches. Which
right. I'll show you. Okay. It could have been that match. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that's true. It could have been. I agree. I enjoyed it. I think it wasn't bad. I think I enjoyed it. And good to see Brian Cage too, man. Good to see him at least too.
It's not. He's still losing.
No, but not a Ring of Honor.
He is the Goldberg of losses. He's the new Hawthorne, Heath Hawthorne. What the fuck's that guy's name?
What's that guy's name? I forgot. Fuck. What was
the Edgehead. The Edgehead with the 200
losing streak. Fuck. Oh,
Kurt Hawkins.
Brian Myers? Oh, shit.
Yeah, Brian Cage is the new Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, me and Brian Myers. Oh, man. And then we had another promo, I think, for me, is the Darby Allin and Christian one, of course. We saw that one. Jim Ross was just I don't know. It's just maybe just me. I feel like Jim Ross, okay, you did your time, bro. Sorry. I think he's just kind of step away a little bit. This was not really like, I was expecting Jim Ross to go off on Christian a little bit here, but he didn't. He was just like calm, quiet. And I like how Darby's like, oh, you think I'm hiding behind this paint? Oh, he's just like pressure. He's like the promo. But, you know, like I said, we'll get into Dream. We're not going to break every card, of course not. But, you know, the matches that we're interested in seeing. But all I can say is that it was a good promo. I like it. I really enjoyed it. So it wasn't bad. I mean, I don't know. Does it get you intriguing for tomorrow to see that match? Like, hey, how's your...
A little bit. I do like the little detail that Christian Cage is and is not the champion. That's cool as far as, like, that's original. I like that he isn't the champion, but he's having Luchasaurus actually defend it for him. Like, that's pretty cool. The shtick... The whole, like, I'll make fun of everybody who's dead is kind of like, damn, that's really dark. And then Darby Allin doing the whole, like, I'm not hiding behind face paint, wiping the face paint off. You know, that's pretty neat. This angle needs to move on, though, after this match. I think I've said it before, AEW angles kind of, even when they're done, they keep going. I don't know how they have these, like, pun intended, dead horse beatings that they do where, like, he won clean. Why are they still talking to each other? I think that once it's done, it should be over.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Look what Tim says. He is the Goldberg of losses. But and then we had, let's see, then we also had another matchup, of course, Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart. I just want to say I am impressed with Julia Hart's in-ring performance. She has developed since joining the House of Black. And I'm happy that she's getting the title shot versus, you know, Chris Statlander. I'm happy for her, actually. I'm really excited for Julia Hart. Finally, she's getting a push that she finally kind of deserves, to be honest, in my opinion. And they're doing something different. And for her to do the fucking moonsault. Like, wait a minute. What a man.
A clean,
yes.
Perfect and a near moonsault. It wasn't a far away one, like something like the the perfect moonsault that Io Sky hits. It was like right there. It was very close. I mean, Julia Hart has the talent. She just needs the experience. She's obviously started training under Mr. Anderson. So I don't know who she's working with directly right now. It could just be Brody because he's, you know, a Santino Brothers product. But she's in the right company to have so many mentors. And she's doing the right thing and getting a win over someone who what's up, Temple? Willow was on a streak. You know, she had beaten Sasha Banks. She had won some belts. She had gone over to Japan, done a lot of cool things, or at least Canada. And this legitimizes Julia Hart as a wrestler and a threat to, I mean, Chris Danlander is, I mean, not going to lose, but if she did, I'd be pretty stoked. But yeah, Julia Hart's definitely coming up. Just give her time. It's no fault of her own that she's young, you know, so she's on a good trajectory. I like her entrance. I'm glad that she's not in Hollywood Blondes anymore or Varsity Blondes.
Well, that shit is gone since Brian Pillman Jr. signed with WWE. I don't know what the hell they're doing with Griff Garrison. Unless, you know, it was said on Top Rope yesterday. What if I have Griff Garrison to join the House of Black? He been fucking, imagine him dyed his hair black. Why not?
He's going to end up in like the, I don't know. Wasn't there another, Big Bill faction called? Stupid name.
Fuck. Shit.
The front of the house or what was it called?
Something like that.
The firm.
There you go. The firm.
Yeah, they're going to throw him in the firm. Watch. Just some bullshit that doesn't matter.
But even the firm is broken up. Who the fuck?
Exactly. Where's Nightmare Factory? Where's Anthony Ogogo? Where's any of these people that are supposed? Ethan Page is like a face, and I barely see him. And it's over like Rover. Dude should have the international title by now. Because God damn it. Where's Scorpio Sky? Weren't they a tag team? And where's fucking Dan Lambert? Jesus Christ. Tell me where these people go.
Well, Dan Lambert, I know that I read that he went back because he had to go and get his training academy, go get his academy going again. So he decided
to stop. Were we supposed to see like Paige Van Zandt versus, I don't know.
I don't know what happens to Paige Van Zandt either.
Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Girl? Yeah.
Shit like that.
We don't like even know.
Amanda Nunes versus like Daniel Bryan. Like,
none of that happened. Did Vitor
Belfort show up for a weekend? So
yes, he did.
Again, so, I'm just complaining about the last 4 years of Dynamite, and that's pretty much it right there.
But I am impressed with Julia. I think Julia's going to be doing great, fantastic. I'm excited for her event tomorrow against Chris Statlander. I hope they do great, and there's no botches. I hope not, because I'm knocking on wood for, you know, this is Julia Hart's thing, first pay-per-view, if I'm correct. I mean, I don't know. I think
if I go, I mean, if been on pay, this is her first title match. I'll give her that.
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's, it may not be her first singles match on a pay-per-view, but it might be. It's not her first match for sure.
No, yeah.
I don't think. But yeah, it's definitely her first title match. And it's going to be good. I think that she's worth someone who can, with all due respect, carry her through the match and make her look good.
Yeah. And then we did have the other promo, of course, the contract signing, of course, and Adam Hangman Page, excuse me. But too many Adams there. You see? But I like it though. I mean, I like the promo with Hangman told Swerve, but I said it on, you know, on Top Rope. I said, look, man, Swerve needs to win tomorrow. He needs his push. They haven't done shit with him since he signed with AEW. The only thing what they given him for the tag team titles with Keith Lee, that was it. They had, and mind you, they haven't even fought each other, him and Keith Lee, since the betrayal happened. What is that going to happen now that Keith's
back? Yeah, that's done for. They're going to just make us forget and never go back to it. That's the only solution to that right now.
But are you excited to see this Adam Cole, you know, Swerve matchup?
Absolutely. Jesus Christ. This is going to be a wild one. I hope there's not. I mean, you still have the mogul to deal with, but I hope there's no interference. You know, I want a clean one-on-one match. These guys are going to probably steal the show. I got to look at the card, but I think this is going to be a highlight for sure.
Oh, man. Me too. I'm actually excited. I'm stoked about it. I'm looking forward to seeing. I think we're gonna have the Ring of Honor, and I would say Ring of Honor style, New Japan style of Adam Hangman Page versus the indie of Defy, and it was not WWE. I am not counting WWE at all. Too swerve, no, because he made Hit Row. Sorry, I mean, even last night was said too, but yeah, he made Hit Row. So I feel like we're gonna see the indie style of Swerve Strickland versus Hangman Page. I hope it'd be a badass match. I hope they give him at least 15 minutes. I'm hoping, and we're gonna see a lot of shit. Yeah, I'm really stoked about it. And then we did had, of course, we had what to see? What other? Oh,
I mean, after that, it was pretty much just the end of the match or the end of the show.
Well, besides that, before we ended the show, we still forgot to do that first promo of MJF and Adam Cole, of course, at the beach, swimming, fishing, and of course, you get Captain Insano, baby. Jeez, why did you bring Captain Insano? And then after that, we did get another promo in the ring. Adam Hangman Page said no more. That's it. He's done because he's hurt. He's legitimately hurt. And of course, we see Jay White coming out. Jay White, of course, with the promo was Adam. It was MJF, and before Jay White even come out, this man always comes.
I wanted to discuss here today, Adam. And Adam.
I am tired of this fucking shit. I'm sorry. I know people love this shit, but no, I don't want to do it. You want me to do it to director every time? Director! I'm telling you, he'll kill me. Even though I'll be right next to him, he'll fucking kill me if I do that to him. I'm not going to do that to him. The hell with that. But, I mean, what are your thoughts about the promo? And, of course, while we saw during the show, you know, within that time, we saw, of course, the man in the middle. Jay White got jumped in the back by some masked men. And of course, we saw this masked man and just hitting the camera that way to end the show, actually. So talk about Pichulo, your thoughts on this. Now that MJF is heading into a handicap match, into Wrestle Dream against the Righteous, and your thoughts of Jay White be the next challenger for that. And who's the one behind the mask? It's the biggest question.
The promo was funny, very reference of Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner, where he, you know, killed her, threw off a boat. But typical funny Big Show was wild. And Adam Cole injury. I mean, we noticed last week when he jumped the ramp and cleared the ring, essentially, that he did like limp. And so they may be playing that up a little bit. He may not be as injured as they say, but if he was, I would believe it because that was a wild jump. What if the guy in the mask is Richard Holiday and the four guys standing there? That is exactly what I was going to say right now. So what I'm going to say right now is because you look at the body shape, MJF is puffy. He's big. So that was definitely not him in the mask. I think what's going to happen is we are going to get the big turn is going to be the Undisputed Era joins MJF and turns on Adam Cole. That's going to be the devil's move the whole time.
Whoa.
I think Judas is going to get the apostles to turn on Jesus. And that's my quote.
Damn.
And I mean, I'm not the only one that thinks so, because obviously Temple definitely is exactly what I was about to say right there. It's exactly that. 100% that. That's what it is. I think Adam Cole thinks he's safe. I think he's got his friends and Roddy Strong defending him to the teeth. That would be cool for me. That would be like, that would be something that would make me go like, that's the MJF that I've come to love to hate.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Undisputed Era on Cole, on the leader. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Yes. He even said that.
Or it could be Adam Cole in the mask. He's not actually hurt, and it's a work. And Rich Holiday and act of the guy in the mask. But that really doesn't. I don't know. That doesn't have a lot of like fucking like David Lynch plot twists. There's no Fight Club to that for me. Sami Callihan is a free agent. God, I hope he doesn't come to AAW. That guy just bores me. He looks like a like a graffiti Brock Lesnar from Wish.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Oh, Sami Callihan, you're watching, man.
Am I right? Yeah, that's him. That's the guy I'm thinking of. Is that the guy I'm thinking of? Yeah, that's him. That's what I'm thinking of. Yep. Yeah, no, I'm kind of over that guy. I mean, no offense. It's a character. Some characters I just don't get excited to watch. And he's very like, you can lump him in, like you can put him in a faction with like Juice Robinson from NXT and that Carnival guy, the Carnivanity, whatever that guy's name is. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you can put all these like the Jackson Riker, like the dark gothy biker dudes. Like, I'm kind of over that gimmick.
You're over that gimmick?
I am over the dark biker goth guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that kind of applies to House of Black too. That kind of applies to House of Black too, because we've seen all that shit before.
What's going on, DOM? I hope you're getting better, brother. Get better. Keep healing. He's sick, so he's hopefully getting better. Oh, he's a rock god. No, not rock hard. Like you know, this guy's a rock god right here. That's right. That's right. You know what? We got to make a t-shirt off of that. Not because of that. We got to put the puppy chula there for sure. That is for sure. But, man, I don't know where is this going to go at all with this, who's behind the mask. There's even people saying that it could be Britt Baker. All right? There are people fucking
in the mask?
That, yes. I don't know.
Do you know what dudes look like with body?
I was like all over on social media reading on everybody's stuff on Twitter. They were saying, oh, but look at the shoulders and look at everything else. I don't think so.
I'm looking at it right now.
Right.
That's in no way. You can look at the clavicle area. That's definitely not. A woman.
It's not a
woman. I mean, yeah.
It's not a woman. I don't know who could it be. I honestly said I think it still can be MJF because the reason why I say that. Because remember with the promo with him and Jay White. You see how that promo. And you see how, like, he called him soft. Like, you going a little soft here with me, buddy. Like, what's going on over here? You're not the MJF that I know. And, you know, come on. I am the devil. I you know,
it's that's Bo Dallas.
No fucking way.
I'm kidding.
Hell no. I'll be shocked if it is Paul Dallas. Jesus. But, I mean, I think it could be MJ because I feel like he could be the one because what it reminds me is the promos, you know, with Hangman, even with, excuse me, I keep saying Hangman, sorry, Adam Cole, like how he told him, okay, you know, you can have more than one friend. You know, he told him that. There you go. And then with the soft promos. You combine those two to combine, you kind of see – the MJF, the evil, ruthless guy, you know, aggression side of it you get. You never know. I think that could be the case. See, I was just typing that, Chris. There's no way it's
freaking. Yeah. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't know what it is. I think we're not going to find out till Full Gear, in my opinion. I feel like we're going to – they cannot do it before Full Gear. They have to do it right at Full Gear for us to find out. I think so. I mean,
yeah, we're not gonna find out tomorrow. This isn't gonna be a one-day storyline.
Oh, fuck no, we're not gonna find out tomorrow at all. Hell no. I mean, and then just but one thing I am excited is finally Jay White to see him in a main event now. Now he's going for the title. This is now where we need to see the Bullet Club Gold, you know, get a little bit more build up, get the Gun Club to get more build up, get them the title shots, and get Juice Robinson to fucking stop being so comical and be a little bit more psychotic, evil man. Get them works up there too, and get the story going with Jay White and MJF. I don't mind to see. I would not mind Bobby Chulo if we get Jay White versus MJF at Full Gear. I don't know if you don't mind. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I like that they're at least like that they're putting MJF, you know, one by one, winning and defending the championship through legends. So I'm cool with that.
Oh man, yeah, definitely. You know what's cool, man? We're just gonna, like I said, we're not gonna break every damn card, guys. We're just gonna just give our thoughts of what matches we want to really see because there's a lot of cards. You know, there's a lot.
See, I can't read any of that. I'll pull it up on my end. I'll get it.
Okay. Yes. All right. We got the predictions. Well, not all of the cards. Sorry, guys, because 11 matches. Actually, 12 matches. Because now they announced some cards in the 0 hour. Which you're gonna have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on the main card. Cool, that is a stacked card.
8 of the main card. Wait, you have one.
I'm looking at 8.
You're looking at 8?
Yeah,
okay, because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Fuck,
yeah, it doesn't have who does it? I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at, 10, but whatever.
9, 10. Oh, it's 10. 10 right here. Sorry, 10 right. So it's 10 in a main card. So in the 0 hour, they actually gonna have the Acclaimed Daddy Ass defending the Trios Championship versus TMDK, Shane Hayes, Bad Dude Tito, and I forgot the other guy.
The Mighty O'Neal. Love those
guys.
Yes,
the Mighty. Yes.
Completely. Yes. Or Trench 9 or whatever the fuck they called that kid in Retribution. Yeah,
they're going to have that. And, of course, we did see Wheeler Yuta challenging Ricky Starks. That's going to be added there to the card as well, which is I didn't add it. And of course, you have Hangman. Strickland, we talked about it. We have MJF versus The Righteous. I'll say one thing, though. I think the mystery partner who could be, I know everybody's saying Roderick Strong. Everybody's saying, oh, yeah, he's going to be Roderick Strong. He's going to show up just to do Adam Cole a favor and team up with MJF. Nah, you know who I really think? I think Samoa Joe should be the right person. And this is
why. Are we expecting there to be someone in there, or can MJF still do a one-on-two?
Still can do a one-on-two, but I have a feeling someone's going to show up.
I think it's going to say one-on-two. He may get help from the outside somewhere in the match, but I think he's still going to get like a kangaroo kick on both of them and pin them both at the same time.
A kangaroo kick?
he's gonna double claymore, and then, which is basically what it is, and like pin them both ECW style.
Oh man, I like that. That'll be awesome. But damn, that would look bad for the Righteous, though. Damn, fuck it. I know Vincent and hopefully they're trying to get built up in Ring of Honor, but hey. But there's a lot of scenarios that can happen here. It can even happen. The masked person could go in and cause the matchup and have Righteous.
I think that's what I mean. I mean, like, we'll probably get another one of those happening.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, then we got FTR versus Aussie Open. Oh, that's going to – I'm going Nettie on that one. I'm sorry, but I am going Nettie because, Jesus, that match is going to be a banger.
That's going to be a strong-style, New York-style match.
Oh, sure. My God. You have to see the first one they had at Royal Quest New Japan. Fucking amazing. This is a rematch for it. It is going to fucking – oh, I'm excited for the fucking card. That match, I think it should go 25 minutes, in my opinion. Give them at least like that fucking hour, almost close to half an hour. They're going to fucking kill it. And yes, I am with you, Puppy. They're going to say that. It's going to be a fucking New Japan Strong AEW style. I think so. I'm excited for that. And then, of course,
oh, God damn it, right here. It's just going to be Retribution all over again.
What is that? What he said? Is he?
Yeah.
Tempo, really? Are you saying that? If anybody were talking about is Mustafa Ali along with the
two recruits? I'm shaking my head no, because that could be a yes.
Tempo. Oh, hell no. I hope it does not happen. I hope it does not happen because I'll fucking lose my mind.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
I won't be because no, I don't want that shit to happen. Neither the director. I don't think he wants that shit. Fuck no.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I mean, I see it, but I don't want it.
I don't think none of us want it at all. Fuck that. What did Tempo say here? Let's see. The guys in the mask can't be stunned people until the 30 days are up. Maybe so. But Mustafa Ali, if it's so, we don't want a Retribution 2.0. No, fuck that. Keep that away. That was
negative 2.0.
Negative 2.0. Fuck all that shit. And then you have, of course, Jericho, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi versus Don Camp Family. Of course, Will Ospreay, Sami Guevara, Tony Takeshita. And then, of course, you have Eddie Kingston versus Shibata versus for the Ring of Honor and the Strong Style Championship. They're both title for title. So that's going to be a New Japan style match for sure. I could see that happen. Of course, you have the Young Bucks versus the Guns versus the Lucha Bros versus Orange Cassidy and Hook. Fatal 4-Way for the tag team, you know, number one contender. Well, yeah, Fatal 4-Way for a future AEW World Tag Team title shot. You have that matchup. And then you have Luchasaurus versus Nick Wayne. So that's another match. I don't even know they put that match until right now. So that's going to be at a 0 hour, that match too. Fuck Tony Khan. You're putting everybody here. Then Christian versus Darby Allin for the TNT title. Chris Allen versus Julia Hart. And Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. The dream come true. After how many fucking years have we waiting for this? How many years, director? We've been asking for this shit. How many years? Tell me.
Five.
What five?
Just before AEW.
Okay. That's very true. That's before AEW. But choose, man. Which one you're really intrigued, honestly? Which one are you really watching?
I mean, this is like a WrestleMania of AEW level card for sure. Like, holy shit. Yeah, the main event Daniel Bryan and Zack Sabre, because that's what it's. I'm looking at the way the card is put in the picture, is that it's at the top. Is that the order? Is that the order of first to last? That's or from the highest building to the lowest building?
I think it's the highest from the lowest building. That's what I think.
Because they have MJF on the poster I'm looking at, they have MJF at the bottom, Daniel Bryan at the top.
That could be the main event. Because they're in Seattle.
It might be. Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, that's definitely going to be match of the night for sure. And then I'd say Swerve and Hangman Page right after that. And then nothing else should disappoint. I think there's going to be a lot of chaos in a lot of these, but I don't think there's going to be a bad match on the card.
I don't think so either. I think all of them are going to be great. But even the 0 hour, like, fuck, Jesus, that's a lot of matches. 12 fucking matches. Well, 13 matches, I guess, now. No, 12. Yeah, not really. So that's going to be something very intriguing to see. But, I mean, you got to tell me, who do you got, Brian or you got Zack Sabre? You got to tell me who do you got in that one. Who do you got winning on
that? Man, I don't see Daniel Bryan losing any time. I'm going to keep calling him that. I don't care. It's too hard to say his other name. His
real name Dianson. Dianson.
Brandon Dianson is going to take this win. He's going to get that. He's going to catch Zack Sabre midair right into the stretch. He's going to like go for like a triple moonsault, and in midair, he's going to get him in the crossface.
And do you see – also, I forgot that Darby's in hometown too in Seattle. So you see Darby walking
over. Yeah, I think – the fucking belt needs to not be that doesn't it can't keep going back and forth. Darby's gonna have it like six times if he wins it, so yeah. I don't think he's gonna win it this time either. I just don't want him to win it again, even if it's in his own town. That would just put more heat on Christian.
Yeah, it is gonna be. And the other one too, actually, I am curious to know, who do you got actually on Don Callis family and Kenny and Jericho and Ibushi. Who do you got on that one?
Let me see who's in that. That only makes sense that it's going to be Don Callis again.
Yes.
You can't build a new team like this and not have them win. You know, like that just doesn't put them over.
That's true. It doesn't put them over. It doesn't really. I mean, I don't know how they're going to. Really gonna do it. That's gonna be something that I'm just like, okay, all right, we'll see how they do it. Okay, one more match I wanted to ask you about, which I'm curious to know, which is the match that I'm actually, who actually do you have between actually FTR or Aussie Open? Who do you really got that one for sure? Who do you really got that one?
That's gotta be FTR again. They just can't lose more. I mean, Aussie Open just lost. They can take another loss. I don't feel that way about FDR.
You don't feel it. You don't feel them.
I don't feel FDR would lose this one at all.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I'll be shocker. I'll be surprised. I'll tell you that if they fucking lose, I'll be super shocked that they actually lose. So I'll be like, oh shit, man. Now before we close it out here, because yes, ladies and gentlemen. We only here to talk about that, of course, because we got a lot of things going on today, and there's a lot. It's Saturday. It is finally raining here, for God's sakes.
Please. Yeah, right.
Shit. We got a lot of things going here. But before we got to be, you know, obviously, I want to add, you know, we got, of course, Collision coming up today. That's the card for this evening, which I'll pull it up momentarily for Collision. So let me see. We got El Idolo versus Juice Robinson. You got the all-star eight-man tag team match. You have Brian Danielson, Wheeler Yuta, FTR versus Aussie Open, Big Bill and Ricky Starks, Best Friends versus The Kingdom, and you have the Gates of Agony, and shout out to Toa Leona because, man, we see them in PCW, so yeah. As he will be teaming up, of course, the Gates of Agony versus Jericho and Kenny Omega, so Dominic's actually really excited for that card. And by the way, I forgot to even ask you, were you happy to see RVD and Hook teaming up last week?
I'm happy to see RVD doing fucking anything in TV. So, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Did you see it last week?
RVD's never been a heel. He can do no wrong.
But did you see them? But you saw them teaming up though? Did you see them teaming up last week?
Not exactly. Did they do something? What happened?
They were in a tag match. It was awesome.
Yeah, I bet. I'll go back and watch it. There's just a lot of content. I might have been in Ohio.
Oh, that's right. You were in Ohio. Yes, that's right. You were in Ohio. That's right. That's right. That's right. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, another news of course here. He's back, and he'll be back soon, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back next week. And that's the man himself. And I'll play his intro just very briefly. Okay.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
That's right. As the Rest of the Lawyer podcast, the actual podcast is coming back here, the COD. Now we get to see videos again. And De Niro is back with us as well. He'll be back next week. He couldn't make it today because he had a wedding. But he will be back next week here with us at COD. Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to see him back. And another thing, too, as well, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget on October 28th, Saturday, PCW Ultra presents Creature Feature as well. As we, the COD, will be sponsoring the main event as you have War Beast versus Gear Crew. Of course, I'm excited for that. And the card, of course, the whole card itself, I'm excited for that. Of course, you know, Sia Brookside versus Viva Ban for the Ultra Women's Championship. Looking forward to that. Of course, Jack Hartwell will be challenging, of course, Brian Keyes for the Ultra Lightweight Championship. So I'm excited for that as well. And there's a lot of things that we're excited for, ladies and gentlemen. And another thing that also we are excited for as well is another thing coming up here before that time. And that is, of course, on October 8th, señoras y señores, and that is, of course, Fate Destroyed, ladies and gentlemen, October 8th. That is right.
Hell yeah.
That's right. Make sure you hit up the director. Hit up
Fate. Let me put the ticket link in the fucking comment section right now because tickets are on sale for $15 through our website, $25 at the door. That is a hell of a difference in price right there. So if you buy them through us, we're getting $10 off per ticket. Ivan, I expect to see you there.
What are you talking about? I am going to be there.
A block away. There's no reason you should not
be there. Hell no, I don't live a block away. 1720 warehouses in downtown.
It's literally a block away from you. So that's the ticket link right there. You can click on it in the comment section. You can go to any one of my websites, FDR. What band am I in? Am I in FDR? I'm in FTR now. I'm in FDS. You can find us at Fate Destroyed Band on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. The ticket link will be in all of our bios or just message me directly and I'll send it out to you. $15 through us.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, as well, that, you know, follow them and listen to them on Spotify. Everywhere else, like you're listening to us. Shout out to the whole world for thank you for listening to us today. And as well, so a lot of things coming up. I'm glad that, you know, we're going to have DeLorean back. We're going to have De Niro back. So we're excited to have him back. We're just waiting for Matt Callis to come back. He'll be back soon as well. But yes, don't forget tomorrow, Wrestle Dream, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back next week for giving our thoughts about it, give us a breakdown for it. And of course, and you know, don't forget today here on the Fanatics Network, don't forget to watch the watch along of NXT No Mercy happening today in Bakersfield, California, which too bad I didn't go. But Director went to Raw. I can tell you that. He went to Raw, so he did go
to Raw. One of the better Raws as far as pure wrestling content goes. That Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio match might be the best match on Raw all year.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
I'm not even joking. That was a clean win for Dom. Show that he can actually go and still hit. Okay, another thing. I don't think they pump in the booze for Dom because that place was in an uproar. Especially in Ontario, which is a very Latin-centric area, they did not like the condom. So, pretty stoked on the heat magnet that could become.
Oh, man. That's for sure. But I'm stoked for tomorrow. And I'm stoked for today to see Dom maybe winning or retaining his North American title. Or we'll see. I'm going to be definitely be watching No Mercy on that. So, we'll see how that turns out to be.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that on Monday. I watch pay-per-views usually on Mondays, the Mondays after.
Oh, that's right. And then the only pay-per-view, there's no UFC pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen. There isn't at all. There's a lot of things that we'll director will host that because there's a lot that we got to talk about for MMA because the fights are upcoming. the announcement of PFL buying Bellator, so it's already legit. So I was shocked about
that. I didn't know about that. That's
You better look into that because they did. It's official. But they are going to continue with the names. And then, of course, today, the Latino familia out there, too, are watching, listening. Enjoy Canelo fight today. I forgot he's fighting today. See, I don't watch boxing like that how I used to. I don't. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We're not into boxing like that anymore. Don't own the depending. Right, Papi Chulo? It all depends, right? Or not at all. Actually, Papi Chulo doesn't even watch boxing. Sometimes. Maybe. Most of the time. No idea. But yes, señoras y señores, we appreciate you very, very much. It was very much for here. I know everybody's like, why 1 hour? Because we only 1 hour. We just want to talk about what happened in Dynamite, Wrestle Dreams. And I already talked about NXT No Mercy. There's a lot of shit going on. So I want you guys to enjoy your weekend, enjoy wrestling. And we'll catch you here next week. And don't forget, FDS next week, October 8th. Purchase your tickets now. Is the description will be right below, the comments right below. You hit it now. I'll even have the director posted on the COD IG so you guys could be aware for all you SoCal people and who are fans of Faith Destroyed, the fans of this man right here. Because you want to see this man going rock god, the rock god, the rock hard. That's what he's going to do. That's what we love for that reason. That's right. But yes, señoras y señores, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you for joining us today. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy wrestling. And of course, you already know that Fake Destroyed at COD and Rest of DeLorean, Top Rope Wrestling Talk, and Meatheads. We don't just do podcasting and not just also rock music here, the heavy metal fucking music that the director does, kill it all the time. But all of us make fucking history. Enjoy, people. We see you on the next one. Peace.